Yes, Dr. Mama was gin too.
That is fantastic. I love that.
Our cow didn't give her.
Your cow didn't give her. They found a calf last night. That is just amazing.
The calves were put in the barn. We didn't clean the barn to give birth. Girls didn't go to the barn.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't go to the barn. The cat found kittens.
The dog
found puppies.
That is just amazing. Well, now you said that you kept horses for pleasure riding. Now, did you ride very often?
I didn't. I never did like animals.
Uh-huh.
I was interested in animals. I think people are born with two. They either have a definite love for animals or can do without them.
Well, so you've never
cared for animals too much.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
I have ridden, but it was because everybody else was riding and I didn't want to be left out.
Yeah, and everybody else rode at that
point. I would much rather ride a bicycle.
Well, did everyone ride horses pretty much?
No, not everyone. Just a few people had, except people in the country.
Now, the people in the country rode horses all
the time. Uh-huh. But we didn't. We rode bicycles and roller skates and played with wheels,
mm-hmm.
just like the kids do now. But a horse was, to me, a horse was trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be saddled and a bicycle was ready. It was more trouble to saddle a horse than it was to pedal a bicycle. I like people, but not animals.
Not animals.
I endear animals because other people like them. They've always been around me, but I have no special attachment to them. One is just like another one. They have no personality to me. Oh, they do too, to a certain extent, but I don't need them. I never did need him. We had a dog one time. I had a dog named Old Cube when I was a child. And Cube followed me to church. And they killed him while I was at Sunday school because they said he was going mad.
Oh, no.
And I have always wondered if that is what turned me against animals.
Uh-huh.
Was the fear that I may have hydrophobia because Cube was going mad and he was my dog and he followed me to church. And I was little. Of course, I have a mind. I remember back past.
You remember everything like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is another expression. If a person were riding a horse and went to sleep on the horse, you'd say that they probably would,
fall off?
Now, if a child were in bed and then the next morning woke up on the floor, you'd say that he would probably say he must have
fallen.
Would they usually say fall off the bed or out of the bed?
Fall off,
okay. Mm-hmm. And fall off a horse or fall off the bed, either one. Now what would they call the things they put on a horse's feet to protect him from the road?
Horseshoes.
And the parts of the horse's feet that they put the shoes on would be the
hoof.
And if you were saying all four of them, they'd be four
hoofs.
And the game that they would play with those things would be called
pitching horseshoes. Mm-hmm.
And do you know what they would call another one? Now, I wonder if they did this. A male sheep. What did they do about that?
We don't know. We didn't have any sheep here.
And, you didn't have any sheep here. Anyway, but you wouldn't have been able to say it if you do you happen to know a female sheep?
Well, we call them ewes.
But you could say, did say that.
You
we
could
all
call,
can't say female animals. Could you say?
Oh, no. We didn't say female or male either one. We called a cow a cow.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't say female.
Uh-uh.
Right?
Uh-uh. We didn't distinguish in sex at all, anything in sex.